body would be his.
Trunk?
Okay, how about chest?
Yeah, okay, chest.
Mm-hmm. And this, you'd say somebody has broad
shoulders.
And one of these would be one
finger.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm not doing this right. The whole thing.
Oh, your hand?
Uh-huh, and you'd say you have two
hands.
And this thing would be your
leg.
Mm-hmm. And what we walk on would be one.
Feet.
Okay, and then
foot.
Oh, right, okay, I was going to do both of them. And then what, this front part of your leg that you knock up against things.
Your shin.
Okay, and sometimes you, like the back part of your thighs, people say they're squatting down on their
haunches.
Haunches, yeah. Somebody's been sick and then they look, but
peaking.
Mm-hmm. Somebody who can lift heavy weights, you'd say that person's very
strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a person that's easy to get along with, you'd say that person's very.
Easy to get along
okay.
with.
Good natured, would
yeah.
you ever use good natured?
Mm-hmm.
How about somebody who's always sort of stumbling and knocking into things, you'd say they're sort of knocking things off.
Gawky?
Mm-hmm. Somebody who will never spend a cent of money, call him a
miser.
Okay. How about, in addition to miser, do you know one with tight wad? If somebody said to you, that girl is very common, what would you think that meant? That is, would it be a compliment?
She wasn't very nice.
Oh, okay. It would not be a compliment then.
Yeah.
All right. If you were talking about somebody who was like up in their 90s and they could still get around real well, you'd say they're really
active.
Mm-hmm. And like if one of your children was out later than usual, you wouldn't say you felt easy, but you felt
concerned.
Okay, and the opposite concern, right? And the opposite of easy would be
worried.
Okay, if you put in
uneasy.
Okay, worried and concerned, and right are the two next things. Next question. Sometimes children want a light on in their room because they're
afraid.
Mm-hmm. Now if somebody, well, the opposite of careful would be if somebody is not careful in what they do, if they'd be just completely
shoot.
Oh, this
it won't even come to me.
Careless.
Yeah, careless.
Yeah. And it, talking about somebody who does something well. You say they're not really crazy, but they act kind of odd, kind of strange. You ever heard them say they act kind of, and I get you to say this when we act kind of queer?
Mm-hmm, queer.
Mm-hmm. Somebody who's very sure of their own ways and doesn't want to change, you'd say that person's really makes up their own mind and nobody can change them. Well, you stubborn or
yeah.
Obstinate.
Okay, stubborn.
Somebody that you can't joke with without that person getting really angry, you'd say that person is. There are different words for that. Touchy or impatient or. None of those.
Okay.
None of the above. Whatever.
Okay, touchy.
Touchy, you might say. Okay, if you kidded somebody who was touchy, they'd say you'd say they might get.
They get mad.
And if you were in a burning building and there are a lot of people in it, somebody might say just keep
calm.
If you've been working real hard, you might say come in and say you really.
I was really tired.
And if you were really really tired.